He sighed, and then shook his head, seeming to refocus on the matter at hand. What have you learned about Seth so far?
He does not demonstrate Valen's ability to blank the encephalus scan, and thus we were able to successfully take brain scan readings. The parts of his brain that are active while dreaming also appear to be active while he is awake, to a certain extent. In other words, there is a definite dream state occurring, although he is wide awake and cognizant of what is going on. Our investigation continues.
Investigation? Even Silgall was starting to use Ben's terms. Ben suddenly was hurled back in time in his mind to when Master Silgall had been conducting the investigation into the murder of Mara Jade Skywalker. The detachment had helped. Ben had burned with the desire to do everything exactly right, so that the investigation into his mother's death wouldn't be compromised. He'd been the one to prove what had happened to her, even when things seemed to point in another direction entirely. And now, here was another investigation. Not into a murder, but into something that was most assuredly a mystery. What is his behavior like? Luke asked.
Exactly as you'd expect. He thinks everyone's been taken and replaced by doubles. He's scared and angry and determined to kill us all. Captain Solo and Jedi Organa Solo will be arriving within a few hours to offer what insight they can, as they were the ones who encountered Seth Helen first.
I remember, Luke said. I'm not sure they will be able to give us any additional insight, but who knows? Anything else?
I would have thought that this would be quite sufficient for one conversation, but if you insist, I'm sure I can come up with something else.
Luke laughed. The sound surprised Ben. There was so much bad that was going on, it seemed hard to find anything to be amused about. But now Silgall was grinning too, and he mentally shrugged. No, I think you're right, Luke said. That's more than enough for one day. Let me know when you find anything on the Yang-Ti, and brief me after the council meeting. In the meantime, Ben and I will set course for the Kaithal Rift. He hesitated, then added, And please give my deepest sympathies to Corrin and Mirax. This is an especially difficult time for them.
Of course, Master Skywalker.
Silgall inclined her hairless head. Her image disappeared. Luke settled back in the chair, folding his arms behind his head. His blue eyes were distant, unfocused. Ben held his tongue for a while, but finally he couldn't help himself.
Do you really think that Jason, that Kydus set all this up? He asked. The Jedi going crazy, the stuff they know, do you really think he planned all this?
Luke sat back up and began laying in a course for the Kaithal Rift. It's a possibility, and it would explain a lot.
Wouldn't explain how he was able to actually do it.
With any luck, we'll find the Yang-Ti in a congenial frame of mind, and they'll choose to enlighten us. Ben couldn't help what escaped his lips next.
Do you think we'll have to flow walk in order to find out?
I hope not, Ben. I truly hope not.